A father and his two young sons are lucky to have been rescued early this week after being stranded in a Queensland National Park for 10 days with limited food and water. Now, the story might not have had such a happy ending if it wasn't for the actions of a local farmer who packed up his sandwiches and headed into the park on his own to find them. On the line is Tom Wagner, grazier from Noongar Noongar Station in Queensland, who joins us. Hi, Tom.
Hello, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. Tom, first of all, why did you think you could find them?
Well, I just worked out where they got fuel last, and we sort of sat down and worked out roughly where we thought they were. There's a 100,000-acre national park next door, and there's not many places that you could get lost for 10 or 11 days and no one see you.
And how long had they been gone, Tom, before you sort of worked out how close they would be to you?
Yeah, they were gone with 10 days.
And what did you set on? They were in a four-wheel drive and a trailer. What did you set out to find them in?
Yeah, well, I went on a quad bike because it had been quite wet, and it gets around the tracks a lot better than a four-wheel drive, and you can get around when it's wet.
And from the time you set out, how long did it take you before you found them?
Oh, it'd be about 3.5-4 hours.
Wow.
Probably went about 40 or 50 k's. I had to take some extra fuel and that to get there. And then I took some water and some biscuits and sandwiches because I thought if I did find them, I'd have something from them to eat anyway.
Tom, that is absolutely amazing. And when you stumbled upon them, like, what was the sight? What did you see as you sort of came upon them, and what was the reaction from them?
Oh, I was that happy. I came down through a cutting into a creek and looked over to my right, and the car was bogged there, and the two little boys were sitting on a mat next to the car, and they jumped up and shaking their hands in the air, and they were pretty happy to see me. I was pretty happy to see them alive too.
I could well imagine what it was like for them. For how far were they from civilization as such? If they tried to walk out, Tom, how long would it have taken them to walk to, say, to your property?
No, Peter, it's a 100,000-acre national park, some of the roughest country around.
Is it?
And very inaccessible, and it had been raining and that, so, and they were lost, so they just had to sit there. They did the right thing. They stayed in the car and stayed there and waited for someone to come. If they'd left their vehicle, we would have never found them, so...
And the dad, Stephen, what were his first words to you? What did he say when he saw you?
Yeah, well, he said, I've been here for 10 days and he's wondering if anyone was going to ever come. I suppose you'd start to wonder after 10 days.
And had emergency services been looking prior to this, Tom?
They had, but not there.
Right.
On Sunday, we were just doing a church service on the phone. We've got a church at the Outback, and we talk on the phone and do a church service on the phone sort of with people, and everyone was praying for them there, and I just got this urge that I knew where they were, really. So.
Oh, well done. Now, what do you do on Noongar Noongar? Is it a cattle station?
It's a cattle station, yeah.
And how many acres are Noongar Noongar?
Oh, it's about 70,000 acres or so, yeah.
And how many head of cattle there?
Yeah, about 3,000.
Is there? And what happens Christmas Day at Noongar Noongar? Yep.
Yeah, we're just going to see some relatives, yeah. And
so do you have to travel far to do that?
Yeah, we're 150 k's from town.
Right, so it's just a little 150 k drive on Christmas morning?
Yeah, no, we're going to see the grandparents, so it'll be good to go and see them.
Tom? I think on behalf of certainly that family, who would have been absolutely thrilled to death, as Kate was asking, they would to see you come through on your quad bike. But I reckon that's a fantastic effort. Thank you so much for that. And certainly thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning.
No, it's good. Yeah, thanks. I'm just so happy to find them. Yeah.
Tom Wagner, grazier.